Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 30.
What makes a teacher?
Yep, indeed. So, well, I suppose we'll start with how's your week?
Yeah, it's been, I feel like it's gone really fast. It's the Easter holidays for the kids, so they're off school, which kind of prompted our, what we'll be talking about later. We've just, I don't know, each day just seems to go really fast, don't you think?
It does seem to kind of go one into another without warning.
I think it always feels a bit like that when we don't have the normal school routine.
Yeah.
But the weather's been lovely, so we've been out and...
That has been nice.
Yeah.
I went out on Sunday with Jake, had lots of lamb.
You did? Yeah.
Came back with lots of things.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to a friend of mine's house and I bought things. And Jake helped me carry them back on the train. Because Jake is wonderful like that. And we had seconds, by the way. It was very good food. And then tomorrow is gig day. Or today, actually. Yeah, you're hearing it on gig day. We are pre-recording this one to make it a bit easier. Because tomorrow, which is your today, I will be rehearsing and behaving and packing for the gig. Luckily, it's not an overnight jobby, but I'm taking Jake on the gig. It's to a vegan cafe as well, so he'll have to eat vegan food and see what he thinks of it. So that'll be fun. And Alice has been away.
Yeah, she's at a sleepover. So the house is quiet, isn't it, without her?
Very quiet. Yesterday, dinner just felt like wrong.
I know.
Because she was not here. So, who got the quiz question right? Somebody did, and I can't remember who it was.
No, I can't remember. But to remind you, the question was, in 1929, what ingredient was removed from Coca-Cola?
Oh, Marie got it right. On YouTube.
Ah.
Yeah. And the ingredient was?
Cocaine.
Indeed.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Which is not the kind of white cane you can carry around. Very different thing.
So this week's question.
Uh-huh.
In second grade, which former USA president punched his music teacher in the face?
Very interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, when you told me that, I had to laugh. I have no idea who that
could
be. Well,
I just felt I needed to check with you that it was an okay question to pose. But
I think it's rather interesting.
Yeah. You said it was fine, so I'll blame you if anyone's offended.
Ugh, go on then. So what are we're discussing teachers this week, are we?
Discussing teachers, yeah.
So, the good, the bad and the ugly.
Yeah, so teachers maybe that stuck out to us that we remember from, you know, many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
Something that a teacher did for you or didn't do.
Yeah, because
that
definitely goes both ways. Because people will tell you, sometimes you'll hear stories, won't you, of people saying, you'll never amount to anything. And then you go off and become like a doctor and now a PhD and all these things. Yeah. So I thought, actually, this is a good one because I'm sure, particularly given our audience, and it comes from a nice, vast background, there will be people in your school years and maybe even professors at university that said that exact thing to you or that encouraged you. We want to hear about all that.
Yeah.
The usual methods apply. So why don't you start then?
Well, I mean, I don't have too many memories, too many stories to tell. We did have a really fantastic teacher in year five called Mr. Cousins.
Did he have lots of them?
I don't know. But he was a really brilliant teacher. But what was really strange is after the year I had him, or maybe the following year, but soon after we had him, he moved to America to teach for a while. Oh. And when he came back to the same school and he actually taught my sister and he was like a completely different teacher. She said he was awful. Whereas with us, he'd been absolutely fantastic, you know, always getting us to... like make different things and whatever topic we were learning, everything would tie in with that. Like, he was just fantastic. But by the time my sister had him, and there's 7 years between us, he'd completely changed and just didn't seem to be enjoying the job or particularly want to do it anymore.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's a real shame. So she didn't have anywhere near the same experience that I did.
That's no good, actually.
Yeah. And then there's a few of my secondary school teachers that I remember. I had a really lovely history teacher who was also my form tutor, who was really sweet. And I can't remember her name. But I do remember she was part Irish, and I think her partner was Irish, and they had a baby, and they called her Aoife, which is, you know, quite a classic mm-hmm. Irish name, I believe. And they gave her the middle name of Elvis. So if you say it, Aoife Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A whole thing.
I know. Poor child, honestly.
This goes back to what's in a name.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that when we did that one. But she was a lovely teacher. Then I had another teacher called Miss Saponieri, who was Italian.
Cool name.
Yeah, and I had her in the sixth form. And she was a relatively newly qualified teacher, so she was very young. So us being in the sixth form, she wasn't that much older really than us. And she was fantastic, but it very much felt like she was, you know, trying to be one of us. And everybody loved her and got on with her, but I just never felt like it was particularly great at teaching. Only because she just was too similar, I think. There wasn't, you know, she was very short and small and looked younger than she even was. And I think it was just... Yeah, but she was lovely.
Maybe she would have been better doing younger children. Or
perhaps. Primary. I mean, I believe she's still a teacher.
But that's a long time ago, so she would be.
Yeah, she'd be a lot older now. And I'm sure, you know, it comes with experience and stuff. But
you got to cut your teeth somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
But that's kind of it. I don't really have too many other memories. The only other teacher that really stands out was this awful PE teacher that we had called Miss Ram, if she didn't like you, or she wouldn't take notice of anybody that wasn't a like gifted sport child, you know, if you sports wasn't your thing, she just wouldn't bother to learn your name or anything. So she called everybody Daphne.
Daphne.
So you knew if she called you Daphne, she didn't like you.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so she would learn all the girls, because I went to a girls' school, who were good at PE. But other than that, she would just, so she was like shouting for you to do something or go somewhere or whatever. Oi, Daphne!
I'm guessing you were a Daphne then.
Definitely. I was rubbish at PE. Hated it.
Well, the thing is, she also would have made you hate it.
Yeah, of course.
If you'd have had a better teacher, you might have actually found yourself enjoying it.
Yeah, because back then... You know, PE was very much like you either were good at it or you weren't, and there was no real encouragement if you weren't.
Right.
You know, you'd get teased and whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like that now. It is different. And
she wouldn't be able to get away with that anyway.
No, absolutely not.
But you see, the more we talk about things of our past, the more we realise just how not young we are anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true.
Weird.
But yeah, go on then. Your turn.
My turn.
Teachers. Well,
who do I remember? From my nursery days, I do not remember the names of the teachers, which is weird because I had a good nursery experience. And I know at one point I used to know them, but memory has deteriorated. No, I don't. I do, however, remember my day school. I went to a visually impaired school in Shepherd's Bush. And by the time I left in 1992, there were all of 20 students left, I think. And we all dispersed to other schools around the country with a lot more people, and they shut that down. So the teachers I had in John Ed, I knew for a long, long time. And I think in my first class, we had two teachers in particular. We had Mrs. Heathy and Mrs. Davy. And they were both very cool. And I remember that Mrs. Davy would take us swimming. There was a pool nearby that we would take the minibus to, and it was a heated pool, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
And we got on well. And my class had, I mean, if there was only 20 students in the entire school, so our class sizes was a very small, 3, 4, 5 maybe
much
students.
Much more intimate, isn't it?
Much more intimate.
You know everybody.
You did get to know everybody. And for example, I mean, she wasn't a teacher necessarily, but she was kind of our bus helper person. Her name was Monica Finn, and she would get you on the bus in the mornings because the school sent us a minibus, and she would take you off the bus in the evenings to meet your parents. So we got to know her really well, and she was fantastic. And, you know, I'm sure, unfortunately, because she was quite old at the time, that she's probably no longer with us, but I think of all of those people really fondly. And then when I went to Worcester and I was at boarding school, there were a lot of very cool teachers. My first form tutor was a lady called Mrs. Vidayan, who read us some really cool books, because that was actually year five. The year I went to Worcester was the last year that they ever did a year five year. And I was the youngest in the school for a long time. Well, I guess for a year, maybe two, but I can't remember. One of my favorite teachers in not chronological order, but in later years, was a guy called Jez Nash when I went to college in RNCB in Hereford, because he saw that I wanted to make music and he gave me the means to do that. And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for him. I think I mentioned him in one previous episode as well. And I recently managed to get back in touch with him, and I thanked him 20 plus years later. He's a star. Yeah. One day I hope you meet him, because he is phenomenal and a ridiculously good musician. I was listening to stuff that he was doing, you know, 20 odd years ago and thinking, I'll never be able to do that. And now finally I think I can.
Sure you can.
Finally caught up, I think. So it's like, as a child, when you wonder if you're growing or not, and you can't touch the top of the door frame will stay static and you will grow. And I said that to Jake many years ago. He couldn't touch the top of the door frame. Now he very much can, obviously. But I said, that shows that you've grown. The door will stay where you are, stay there, and you will come up to meet it. And I feel like I went down a musical journey and met up with my teacher in a way. I also had another teacher in RNCB called Cara. She used to be the keyboard player for Billy Bragg and possibly Blur at some points, maybe, I think.
Wow.
She was...
That's really cool.
An incredible, incredible musician. And I just used to sit and listen to her play after lessons. And she just had the most amazing chords. And I always thought, if I could just sit and listen and learn from you, I would be a much better person. So I tried to do that. I could do better now than I did back then. But yeah, teachers... that pushed you, because she always marked very harshly. Didn't matter if she liked you or not. She marked super harsh. So you would always want to do the best and impress her. So I tried. It was nice. Then in Worcester, in my last year at Worcester, I did AS level music tech. And my friend James and I had a guy come in from Birmingham every week called Chris Wilson. And because he was teaching just two of us, we had a really, really good experience, because he was able to just get us to do a lot of hands-on work, because there was only two in the class. And we were about the same speed anyway. We learned exactly the same things at the same time, at the same speed. So we learned how to mic up things and where to place things. And in an environment like that, where when you're putting mics on things, you need to be able to really feel where they are, it gave us the leg up to then go to Hereford together, because James and I also attended Hereford together.
Yeah.
So had it been a class full of lots more people, you might have got a lot less hands-on time with things. And when you're placing mics, it's very important to know where you are and where they are in relation. So Chris showed us all that and said, right, here's how you do this and here's how you do this other thing. And that was really cool. So I never, ever forget Mr. Chris Wilson. In fact, he's the one that invited me to go speak at Cambridge. What was it? 2017? So nearly 8 years ago when I first did my speaking engagement.
I remember that.
Yeah. I think he found me again through Facebook, because we lost touch for many years, but then found him again. So yeah, Chris Wilson, good guy. And there's probably a few others, but I you know, if I miss anybody, it's not out of malice.
Do you think sometimes you remember the negative more than the positive? I mean, you've only really spoken about positive stories, but is that because that's what jumps out at you and you don't want to mention the negative ones? Or do you think it, for you, it's more positive?
Mostly positive. I mean, yeah. there was a house parent called Sheila who I'm sure just hated people. Yeah, I think she just didn't like people in general. I don't think she liked her job, to be fair. And she was quite rude to my mum, quite rude to my dad. She didn't like me. I got that sense. So I didn't have the best time in one of the boarding houses I lived in when she was there. When the other house parents were there, it was absolutely fine. But when she would come back, I used to dread it. I used to hate it. So there is that. And being at boarding school, you can't move out or do anything else. No, so you're stuck horrible. With the people that you don't want to be stuck with, which is no fun.
Yeah.
I do remember that. What a joy. Except not really.
So do you think, because obviously, you know, you have a view when you're a kid of teachers, and now we have our own kids that have been in school for quite some time.
Yeah.
Do you think your view of teachers changes as a parent, or?
Also trying to be one myself.
That's true.
Maybe.
But your teaching is very different. You're not trying to, I mean, I know you've gone into schools and maybe taught multiples, but not like every day to sort of command 30.
I've only ever done like a presentation or a workshop. I've never actually taught multiple students in one sitting.
Mm.
So it's always been one-to-one.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think it's different because you're teaching people that want to learn what you're teaching.
That's true.
When you're a teacher, say, you know, particularly in secondary schools, a lot of those kids want to be there.
Yeah, very true.
So do you think your view of teachers has changed?
You know what? I don't know. It's a good question, but I just don't know if it has, because I think from our kids, certainly, we tend to only hear about the negative stuff. And then you kind of think, well, all teachers must suck. Now, I know that's not true. And that's obviously a stupid statement. It's a blanket statement. And it's not true.
But usually kids only tell you when something bad has happened.
Like Amazon reviews. Or negative.
Yeah.
You will only read
bad
reviews.
And you hear the
odd
thing. You know, like Alice talks about her German teacher.
Yeah.
But...
it is true.
What I noticed... with our kids now, and I know this having spoken to a couple of other parents also of kids in secondary school, and I'm sure this is exactly the same when we were kids, but it seems to be that they're not allowed to ask questions in terms of when they're getting told off, or if there's, you know, mistaken identity of whoever has done whatever it might be in the classroom, they're not allowed to challenge the teacher. And
I find that very, very disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, I think
of the school, not for the child.
Yeah, I mean, I find it hard as a parent because, you know, we're trying to raise kids that stand up for themselves within reason. We're not talking about, you know,
questions.
Being aggressive. But, you know, if someone's saying, you know, there have been quite a few instances with Jake where a teacher has given him a warning or a negative behavior point or whatever it might be, told him off in some context. And he said, but what have I done? And that is considered a bad thing because he's challenging the teacher. And I just feel like, you know, if you're trying to raise people to look after themselves and challenge authority within reason. We're not talking about, you know, being those belligerent teenagers that we remember or seen or whatever, that are like, what did I do? You know, I get that. And I get how difficult that must be for teachers. But at the same time, I don't feel like a child saying, but what have I done, is such a bad thing. You know, even for the teacher to just say, let's talk about it at the end of the lesson, so that that child has a chance to say, but it wasn't me that did it, you know. And
And I can prove it.
Yeah, or just being able to explain their side of the story, you know. I think it really just puts
negative spin.
Yeah, and it just makes the kids feel like, what is the point? You know, Jake has got to the stage where he's just like, there's no point even challenging it. There's no point. I just accept it. And that's awful, because when he grows up and he's in the workplace and someone's treating him poorly and he's just, what, gonna, well, they've got authority over me, so I'm just going to accept it. That's a terrible lesson to teach our children.
I'm glad you said that, because I was about to say exactly the same thing. And yeah. I think it's a disgrace that in a school environment where you are supposed to be learning, that you cannot ask those who you are learning from what the problem is and how to deal with it.
Yeah,
that's
and
disgusting to me.
You know, I do also see the teacher's side in that it's very difficult when you've got a whole class and you're trying to control them and teach them and they're rowdy and they're not listening. And, you know, teachers are just people. I do understand that. But it is their job to treat all these kids as individuals as well as a collective. And, you know, it's even gotten to the point with Alice. And we know, you know, when she had her last parents' evening and it was absolutely exemplary behavior, there is now one particular teacher who has given her multiple verbal warnings for supposedly talking when she's, you know, answered somebody because they've asked her to borrow a pen, or she's looked at her friend across the room and he's assumed that she must be talking, so told her, you know, stop talking or whatever. And now she's not the type of child that would ever question that. But she's also not the type of child to ever cause a disturbance in the class. It's just not in her nature. She's too scared of getting into trouble. And it's made her now feel so negative towards this teacher and the class that, you know, it's almost getting to the point where I need to step in, and that's never a great place.
You don't need to. I will step in.
Well, we start with me.
No. We end with me. Yeah. Things, and you know what? This is going to be very dark. But if you can't speak up even in your school environment, when something nasty happens to you, particularly as a woman, as a girl, you feel like you cannot speak up even then. And I'm sure I don't need to reference what it is I'm talking about when I say that.
No.
Right. So when schools do this to children, they're not considering the long-term ramifications of that. And this very much makes me angry. Mm. Very angry. So, no, it doesn't start with you. It will end with me, period. If we need to have that discussion, we will have that discussion. Because it's not just our child that will be affected. Everybody will be affected. Because they're just blanket statementing, saying, if you're talking, then probably everyone else is talking. It's not okay.
Yeah.
When I was in school, it was okay to ask questions. You might have had to wait till the end, like you've said. But if you can't even do that, then what is the point?
Well, that's it. And it's also, it's a natural thing, isn't it? If someone's accusing you of doing something that you know you weren't doing, obviously you're going to say, but it wasn't me. So, you know, if a child is being told, oh, you stop talking, or, you know, you're distracting everybody, and they're like, but it wasn't me. You know, to be able to say and stand up for themselves, you know, we wouldn't as adults accept that.
That is the last thing I would accept.
No, I know. It's difficult, because then also we're not there. And, you know, we have to kind of judge it on what we're being told. And yeah, with Jake, it's a bit trickier.
But he can stand up for himself.
He can stand up for himself. Yeah, he will if it's necessary. But he also just has this kind of what we call the resting bitch face, where he just looks.
Yeah, he gets that from me.
Yes, he does.
You know, it is a thing.
Where he just looks, you know, annoyed, angry.
Perpetually angry.
Yeah. And that doesn't always fare well in some lessons.
Which is fair.
Yeah, and, you know, he does struggle to, like, if there's a lesson that he doesn't enjoy or doesn't see value in, he does struggle to then actually
My mum would tell you the exact same thing about me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She would have said the exact same thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's tricky, isn't it?
But adult or not, if you're rude to my child and disrespect my child, we're going to have a problem.
I know.
There is no two ways about it. We're going to have a problem.
Mm.
You've heard it here first, people.
You've laid down.
One way or the other, we're going to resolve this. If it means going in nicely, I can be diplomatic for about 7 seconds, then I'm done. But if we have to go in and have a chat, we'll have a chat. No one should have to put up with that.
Mm.
Like you said, an adult would not, and a child should not. Because if you can't question what needs to be questioned, then when can you question it?
Yeah.
I ask you that. So there you go. Dog is barking. She seems very angry.
It's birds in the garden again.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
Before we finish.
Yes.
My little story of the day.
Ah, yeah.
I like this one. Galapagos tortoises at Philadelphia Zoo became first-time parents at nearly 100.
Well, I say.
Yeah. And I just thought that was just really sweet, these two. They're called, the female is called, well, we would say mummy, but it's spelt with an O, so mommy?
Yeah, maybe.
I guess. And the male is Abrazo. And they are the zoo's two oldest residents. And yeah, they have become first-time parents.
Amazing.
Yeah. The female, she arrived at the zoo in 1932. So for the last 92 years, she's been there.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Just how can you still incredible. Do it at that age? It's impressive.
Well, they live a really, really long time.
Apparently.
Galapagos.
How long do tortoises live?
Well, these two are nearly 100, and they're still...
Will they get their letter from the Queen?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's funny. Well, there you go. Bit of a shorter one compared to last one, which was massively long. Yeah. But it was quite fun nonetheless. That's the end of us for the week. Next week is a special one. We'll tell you more about that at the time. But yeah, thanks for listening. And if you have any teacher stories, good, bad or ugly, do let us know in the comments or via the contact form. Cause I think a lot more people will have them than we think. Some people will lift you up. Some people will throw you down. Yeah. Some people will tell you that you can do this. And some people will tell you that you definitely can't. And then you prove them wrong. That's another thing. Yeah, we don't want people telling our children that they can't do things.
Yeah.
Because they're an authority and they might well believe it. And then not try to strive for the thing that they want to do.
Mm.
Not having it.
Yeah, I agree.
So there we are for another week. I'll see you next time. We will see you next time.
Bye.
This after show bit is with Alice. So can you tell us about your favourite and not so favourite school teachers?
From like...
Anytime.
My secondary school or primary school.
Or both?
Well, I think primary school. I had a teacher called Miss Jones, and she was like my favorite because she was kind of mean, but also like nice and understanding. And yeah, I think she was a really good teacher. In year one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really remember her that much. And also I had a teacher in year three. She was Miss Mahar.
I remember that name.
Yeah.
During lockdown.
She was Canadian. She was really nice. You know, Canadians are really...
Friendly.
Friendly. That, yeah.
Did she give you any maple syrup?
No, but she told us about, you know, how in Canada they have like that snack with like chips, maple syrup and gravy or something, or cheese.
Sounds good to me.
That was really weird.
I want to try it.
Really?
I mean, just once.
That's weird.
Maybe I wouldn't like it. I mean, but you know, they say like sweet and sour mixed together quite nicely. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Maybe you should make it. You're a good baker.
Ooh. It's kind of just throw some things together and then you go.
Well, that's how they get things like corned beef hash.
What's that?
Corned beef hash? I think it's just like corned beef and whatever you've got in the house.
Oh.
Soup,
weird.
Rice, cheese, fish.
That is so
no,
random.
I don't know. Look it up later.
Okay.
So what about bad teachers then? Because we were talking earlier, your mum and I, about your not so favourite teacher. And it makes you not want to ask questions.
My science teacher. Mean. Which she?
Is it he? The one that keeps giving you verbal warnings for
reason. That was Mr. Hallam. He's my science teacher. He's really rude. Like, if I don't get a question right, he'll be like, okay, that's a verbal warning. Like, it's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
It's just annoying. And I don't know. He just gets really mad and he's very
bossy. Irritating.
And then irritating. I don't like him that much. And he keeps saying, you need to, like, open up. You need to be a bit more chatty. And then when I talk, he's like, okay, you need to be quiet now.
Like, so make your mind up.
Yeah.
So it's like a pendulum. One time this way, one time that way.
Yeah, exactly.
How annoying.
It's very annoying.
What about your current crop of teacher, like your form tutor or anything like
that? Oh, I hate my form tutor.
Okay.
I actually don't like both of them. There's one, I just weren't calling them out names, you know. One of them is called Miss Heald. She's from Manchester. Well, they're both from Manchester, but she's kind of like the Trunchbull.
Oh,
like
really?
Yeah, she even looks like her.
Oh,
like, she's
man.
So rude, and she always has that really mean look on her face. And, like, she looks really grumpy half the time.
The problem with that is that then you don't want to ask questions and you don't want to get help from them, even if you need it.
Yeah.
So like, then you have to go to somebody else.
Exactly. And same for my other one. She's also from Manchester. Her name is Miss Friend. And she's kind of nice, but whenever I say hi to her, she just, I don't know if she doesn't see me or she doesn't hear me, but she doesn't say anything back. And then, like, if me and my friends are, like, talking with her, then she's like, you guys going to keep following me around the playground?
Oh.
Like, she doesn't want us to talk to her. Okay, so then we just leave. So, I don't know, she's a bit rude.
It seems like you have kind of a crop of mostly bad teachers.
Yeah, I don't really like any of my teachers, apart from, like, my math teacher.
Whereas, when you listen to this recording later, you'll find that most of my teachers I talk about are quite nice. I had pretty good experiences. Lucky. Apart from one house parent that was mean to me. But yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it then?
Any
last thoughts?
I think so. I don't know if I had that many mean teachers in like primary school.
I don't remember hearing about them, no.
No, honestly, all of my teachers were nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they were all nice.
Good memories.
Yeah. Good memories.
Would you like to go back and say hi to them one day?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, nearly I'm taller than you now, teacher.
Yeah, I remember my nursery teacher. She told me to come back when I was like in year six and come say hi to her. So.
Well, you should.
But I don't even know if she still works or anymore. It's been like years and years and years.
It has.
Yeah.
You should do it because the thing is, when you go back, everything will look so small.
Yeah, I would look so tiny. Like before it was so big, I'd probably be like, what? Why was I scared of that? Why is that so big? I mean, why is it so small now?
It's That's what happens,
really
though.
Like surreal.
It is quite surreal, yeah.
Yeah.
I went back to my boarding school a few years after I left, and it seemed so different, but so the same at the same time. It was really weird.
Yeah. Okay.
And some of the teachers that I thought were quite strict were really, really nice, actually.
Yeah. And you can, like, my teachers are like, you can call me by my actual name when you leave school.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you don't have to call them Miss.
I found that really weird. And for out of respect, I just never could do it.
No.
I found it really hard.
It just sounds illegal.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It did seem illegal, actually. That's a really...
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on the end section.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.